Apple is looking to edge out competitors in the music streaming world by simplifying the way songwriters are paid. Apple has proposed that streaming services pay 9.1 cents in songwriting royalties for every 100 times a song is played. Now, that might be good news for artists, but bad news for rival streaming companies like Spotify, which is Apple's number one competitor. Joining us with more is Jill Schlesinger. She's CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, good to have you.
Great to be with you.
Okay, so first of all, tell us a little bit about more about what Apple is proposing here.
Well, this is a preliminary proposal. It goes to the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board. And, you know, Apple, I know you think so altruistic. They say we're just simply trying to make it easier for the music streaming companies to pay songwriters and publishers. And if you hear sarcasm in my voice,
it's, or in my thinking as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, I think this is such a shot across the bow for Spotify specifically, and maybe a little YouTube there for a little cherry on top. But, you know, just remember that Apple entered the music business a year ago, and it's about half as big in terms of paid subscribers as Spotify. I think this is really a way to kind of yank Spotify's chain.
Right. So Apple Music having about 15 million subscribers, Spotify 30 million paid users, as you were saying, but another 70 million on Spotify who listen for free with ads. Now, this is the heart of the issue. I mean, if you're Spotify, you've got to be saying, wait a minute, you can't tie our hands necessarily in terms of how we do business.
Right. And you know, what's interesting about this is that it's really about this free model with ads that's going to come under fire. And as you said, 70 million people globally who subscribe to the Spotify free service. And the thing is that this proposal is suggesting what's called a plain old flat statutory rate. And it would really apply to any company except those that already have direct deals in place with companies. Guess who has direct deals that are already in place? Mm. Apple. Oh my gosh, that's so weird. Anyway, what's really interesting around this is, you know, obviously Spotify is going to try to put its best foot forward, but this is for basically for covering years of 2018 to 2022. So it's going to be a long road ahead.
Right.
I should also point out, you know, obviously the biggest expense that these streaming companies pay are the payments to record producers and music publishers. A lot of the companies are all in negotiations to re-sign a lot of its deals. Spotify, by the way, still not profitable. So I think this is also a way to sort of push Spotify at a time where their stock price could come under pressure.
Now, our mutual dubiousness about Apple aside, I mean, on the other hand, there are the federal rules right now governing how streaming music artists are paid. They're very, very complicated. So why not simplify?
Well, I mean, look, there's certainly an argument there that it should be an easier way, right? But and I think that something that is simple and transparent would be better to the current complicated structure. But I think that we'd all have to kind of raise our eyebrows and say, okay, is Apple the best voice to do that? And hopefully that when the Copyright Royalty Board sits down, they're going to look at lots of different proposals and come up with something that's fair. You know, I also should point out that, you know, some of the people who are getting paid, songwriters and publishers, from services like Rhapsody, they
just
could be
seconds.
Hurt. They could be hurt. So,
well, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Always great to talk with you, Jill. Thanks so much.
Take care.